Hi, it's me, Martin, and this is the last little podcast from Australia. After a year of craziness, I like to go out with a few bits of fun, though at my age, this satire has only false teeth. I hope that's still bitey enough for you. Please enjoy a collection of clips and thoughts expressed. First up, a local impression of an unarmed father, not from America.
Question, have you got sent your primary school kid to the gun training yet?
Yeah, I did.
How's he going?
He's going well, you know, I mean...
Can he hit the bullseye? Or?
He is. We're not going for long shots, though. No. It's all part of the doomsday prepping.
Well, we've got only 3 days gone.
No, I've got 3 tons of canned food.
You'll be left over. What do you do with that?
Well...
Left behind, on the 22nd, when you're all hungry, don't come looking for my tin baked beans.
When you, America, are ready for the fiscal cliff, are you then also ready to resume your unfinished civil war? And so the rest of the world can hope you will exterminate yourself with your God and guns? We won't miss it a bit. Of course, playing high poker raises the stakes, gets the markets interested. Apple may come out with a new device called the Austerity No Phone i8 model with a NRA self-defense plus hunting app and a cyanide capsule for clients in dire circumstances. And Google will have an equally competitive new Android app called Outlaw Apple. Here's a bit more to the fiscal cliff.
Sir?
No. Any word from Karl Rove?
Sir, despite what he's been telling you, it's over. Romney lost.
Damn it. I guess it's time I explain to these good people the upcoming fiscal cliff. Think of the economy as a car, and the rich man as the driver. If you don't give the driver all the money, he'll drive you over a cliff. It's just common sense. Furthermore, rich people feel things more deeply than the common man. And we've got to change our approach to immigration. I have a progressive proposal to let into this country 200 grimy Irishmen a year. I've got lots of potatoes that need peeling and stables to be mucked out.
Sir, the Instapolls are in. You're just digging yourself deeper.
Well, then let me just say this. Marco Rubio es un pañuelo rosa.
I'm afraid you just made things even worse.
How? Why?
You just said Marco Rubio is a pink handkerchief.
This public service announcement is over. Execute the cameraman.
I don't know what I've been told. Shadow bankers have no soul. Buy out 1, 2, default 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. You're screwed.
Do you have what it takes to take what they have? They come from every corner of the country. Harvard, Yale, Stanford. They come in every shade of white, pale, peach. Ecru. They trade in times of peace, wage in times of war. They are the checks, the balance. They set the standards by which we thrive. They are here for the venture of a lifetime, self-serving their country since 1913. They are the proud, the rich, the reserved.
But I have come to believe it's just no good for you and me. Remember how you thought that you'd like to be rich. Now you're up to your eyeballs in fiscal politics. Communism has failed, Mr. Reagan was heard to say. How could any real country be run that way? But as the CEO sails off on the yacht into the sunset, it was capitalism that f***ed the planet. Mom and dad investors
I live to bear the shame. I had no idea I have to play the game. A legacy for their children, a yoke upon their back. The global warming train is coming down the track. But no one has a job, everybody is out of work. Just so the boss can drive the latest Merc. They had some revolutions where they tried to ban it, but it looks like capitalism is f***ing the planet. The government played along, none of us was immune. The banks sang the song, we all danced to the tune. You can try to be a saint, holy water and stained glass. Take the moral high ground, but you can't hide from the past. But then comes a devil, a knocking at your back door. Take that money from the plate and forget about the poor. You'll soon be doing deals with the cowboys that ran it. That's how capitalism has f***ed the planet.
Well, you may think that's all been said, but consider this. How do you stop these crazies from the Republican Party, the industrial lobbyists, the banker and Wall Street crazies, the single-handed defenders of America from jumping over the cliff? Right? Armed guards supplied by the NRA on top of the cliff face, armed with... Well, I leave that to your own imagination, but let's move on. America isn't that interesting. Ex-prime ministers here are always the great flavor. Here's Paul Keating's message.
Men and women of Team Red Wharf, I am Keating, Emperor of Australasia. When you see this, I will no longer exist, and you will have been woken from your cryogenically frozen state. You and this rocket have been launched from our state-of-the-art aerospace facility in Woomera to be an interplanetary arc of humanity, to show as yet unknown civilizations how we lived here on Earth. Oh, and there's a box of Cadbury's roses somewhere on the ship. You know, I thought that'd be best. I mean, we don't know if they're going to be red or white drinkers. And there's a couple of slides of a European study trip I did in the 70s. Might be worth a look, you know, if they can get their hands on a projector. Oh, and there's a DVD as well of The Dismissal, just to show them what a pack of self-serving bastards the Liberal Party have been since day one. So I wish you Godspeed. And in conclusion, can I say only this? Book early to avoid disappointment.
Australian nanny state nanny Nicola Roxon, Minister for Health, announced plans to supply addicted gamblers with naltrexone, a medication inhibiting pleasurable chemicals such as endorphins. The drug is highly profitable and quite controversial, with reported suicides after ingestion. But here is my special advisor on these matters. So you heard about the latest measures against gambling addiction? I heard there's a pill out now.
Oh, naltrexone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how does it work?
Well, they give it to the gambler, and when he puts the money in, it's like a receptor blocker. So when they put their money in, it's like it's full. So the money just pops back out again. No credit, no playing.
No fun.
No fun.
Complete weaning off was because of dissatisfaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the casinos, what do they do?
Well, I don't know. Some people are going to take on the maintenance program. So you can put your money in, you can win or lose, but you don't get to take anything home.
An anti-blocking kind of...
Yeah, well, you just don't take anything home. You walk out with the same money you walked in with.
Well, fine.
Perfect.
Solves the problem, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So good on you, naltrexone.
Yeah, good on you.
Staying with Australia, the Treasurer needs back $375 million we gave to foreign aid countries before, so he can have his budget hole stuffed and poor people somewhere else stuffed too. AustralianGetUp.org made this piece.
So how's your Christmas?
Yeah, great.
Well, no rest for the wicked, eh? Got work to do. He's come straight from Julia. Remember last year we were trying to impress everyone at the UN, you know, giving out all that money to those poor countries?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to need that back, all right? Turns out the bean counters decided We can spend that money on anyone we want. We're going to spend it on ourselves.
What about...
Here's a list of countries. Tell them we're sorry. Tell them we'll send them a stuffed koala or something, all right? You'll think of something. Remember, save the surplus.
Hey, Bangladesh! Papua New Guinea? Cambodia! Call me up, Suluk! Call me up. Is that East Timor? Hello, it's Australia calling. How are the kids? Hungry? Oh, yeah, sorry about that. You remember that foreign aid that we promised to you? Yeah, you haven't spent it, have you? Good, that's great, because we're gonna need it back. Yes, we are, we need it for our surplus. Yeah, it's our surplus. Didn't you go to school? you didn't. No, don't have schools. It's what the money's for, isn't it? we're gonna need that money back. Bye.
Prime Minister, cutting foreign aid, it's just not cricket. Authorised by Sam McLean, Get Up Sydney.
Hello, I'm the data doctor. If you would like me to examine your hard disk, press examine. Your mechanoid appears to have developed the following rogue emotions. Affection, arrogance, envy, guilt, humor, insecurity, petulance, possessiveness, snobbery, and love. If you wish to eradicate these emotions from his database, press fix. All bad line blocks and corrupted personality disks have now been fixed. Please reboot your mechanoid. His personality has now been restored to its factory settings.
And from Lebanon, I have Maz Jobrani with a short stand-up routine to end today's podcast, folks. I'm Martin. You heard Kaput Radio, last show of 2012. Catch you again next year.
Hello, Doha. Hello. Assalamu alaikum. I love coming to Doha. It's such an international place. This is like, it feels like the United Nations just here. You land at the airport and you're welcomed by an Indian lady who takes you to the Almaha services, where you meet a Filipino lady who hands you off to a South African lady who then takes you to a Korean, who takes you to a Pakistani guy with the luggage, who takes you to the car with a Sri Lankan. You go to the hotel, you check in, there's a Lebanese. Yeah, and then a Swedish guy showed me my room. I said, where are the Qataris? They said, no, it's too hot. They come out later. They're smart. They know. It is an adventure. The Middle East has been an adventure the past couple years. Middle East is going crazy with the Arab Spring and revolution and all this. Are there any Lebanese here tonight? Any Lebanese? By applause. Lebanese. Yeah, the Middle East is going crazy. You know the Middle East is going crazy when Lebanon is the most peaceful place in the region. Who would have thought? Oh my gosh. No, there's serious issues in the region. Some people don't want to talk about them. I'm here to talk about them tonight. Ladies and gentlemen of the Middle East, here's a serious issue. When we see each other, when we say hello, how many kisses are we going to do? Every country is different and it's confusing, okay? In Lebanon, they do 3. In Egypt, they do 2. I was in Lebanon, I got used to 3. I went to Egypt, I went to say hello to this one Egyptian guy. I went 1, 2, I went for 3, he wasn't into it. I told him, I said, no, I was just in Lebanon. He goes, I don't care where you are, you stay where you are, please. You stay where you are. Habibi, stay. I went to Saudi Arabia, they go 1, 2, and then they stay on the same side. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Next time you see a Saudi, look closer. They're just a little bit tilted. Abdullah, you okay? Yeah, I was saying hello for half an hour. I'm going to be all right. Qataris, you guys do the nose to nose. Why is that? Are you too tired to go all the way around? Habibi, it's so hot. Just come here for a second. Say hello. Hello, Habibi. Just don't move. Just stay there, please. I need to rest. Every country, Iranians, sometimes we do two, sometimes we do three. A friend of mine explained to me, before the 79 revolution, it was two. After the revolution, three. So with Iranians, you can tell whose side the person's on based on the number of kisses they give you. Yeah, if you go one, two, three, I can't believe you support this regime. With your three kisses. But no, guys, really, it is exciting to be here. And like I said, you guys are doing a lot culturally, you know, and it's amazing. And it helps change the image of the Middle East in the West. Like, a lot of Americans don't know a lot about us, about the Middle East. I'm Iranian and American. I'm there. I know that, you know, I've traveled here. There's so much. We laugh, right? People don't know we laugh. When I did the Exit Evil comedy tour, it came out on Comedy Central. I went online to see what people were saying about it. I ended up on a conservative website. One guy wrote another guy, said, I never knew these people laughed. Think about it. You never see us laughing in American film or television, right? Maybe like an evil, like, whoa, whoa. I will kill you in the name of Allah. Whoa. But never like, ha, 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 ha. We like to laugh. We like to celebrate life. And I wish more Americans would travel here. I always encourage my friends, travel, see the Middle East. There's so much to see, so many good people. And it's vice versa. And it helps stop problems of misunderstanding and stereotypes of happening. For example, I don't know if you heard about this. A little while ago in the US, there was a Muslim family walking down the aisle of an airplane, talking about the safest place to sit on the plane. Some passengers overheard them, somehow misconstrued that as terrorist talk, got them kicked off the plane. It was a family, mother, father, child, walking down the aisle, talking about this. Now, as a Middle Eastern male, I know there's certain things I'm not supposed to say on an airplane in the U.S., right? I'm not supposed to be like walking down the aisle and be like, hi, Jack. You know, that's not cool. Even if I'm there with my friend named Jack, I say, greetings, Jack. Salutations, Jack. Never hi, Jack. But now, apparently, we can't even talk about the safest place to sit on an airplane. So my advice to all my Middle Eastern friends and Muslim friends and anyone who looks Middle Eastern or Muslim, so to, you know, Indians and the Latinos, everyone, if you're brown. Here's my advice to my brown friends. The next time you're on an airplane in the US, just speak your mother tongue. That way no one knows what you're saying, life goes on. Granted, some mother tongues might sound a little threatening to the average American, right? If you're walking down the aisle speaking Arabic, you know, you might freak them out. You know, if you're walking, they might say, what's he talking about? So the key to my Arab brothers and sisters, you got to throw in random good words to put people at ease as you're walking down the aisle. Just as you're walking down. Strawberry. Rainbow. Tutti frutti. I think he's going to hijack the plane with some ice cream. Thank you very much. Have a good night. Thank you, Ted.